I want winners.
Welcome back to the Molly and Haw Show, along with Ruthie Polinsky. I am Mark Grody. On the line now is the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the You Better You Bet podcast. For more analysis, just search You Better You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. And all guests are brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. What's going on, Nick? How are you this morning?
Mark and Ruthie, how's it going? Great to be on with you.
Yeah, man, we're doing well. Thursday night football tonight. You are the prop king. What you got for us, Bengals at the Ravens?
Well, first off, as far as the side of the game goes, Mark, currently Ravens are a six-point home favorite tonight against Cincinnati. Obviously a huge game for the Bengals. If Cincy wins, Cincy's all the way back at 500, obviously trying to get into a playoff push here as we enter the second half of the NFL regular season. And I do like Cincinnati to cover the spread. I don't know if the Bengals will win this game, but at 6 or 6.5, I feel like it's too many points. It's Joe Burrow with that offense against a bad Ravens secondary. And they acknowledge, Mark, that the secondary's bad with their trade for Tre'Davious White a couple days ago at the deadline. Tre'Davious White's been terrible this season, so Baltimore knows it has a bad secondary, so I think Cincinnati will cover. And then let's take the squarest prop imaginable, and that'll be Ja'Marr Chase over 80.5 receiving yards tonight. T. Higgins is unlikely to play, and I think Chase has a huge day against his bad Baltimore defense, so Chase over 80.5 receiving yards, and I will take the points with the Bengals.
Dustin is scribbling notes down right now, just so you know, Nick. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, I've been giving Dustin winners for like 5 years now. I hope so.
There it is. There it is. Hey, Nick. Okay, Bears and Patriots. Obviously, this should be a get-right game for the Bears. This game opened at 7, but it's moved a bunch, right? And now it's at, 6.5 now?
Exactly, Ruthie. Bears, a 6.5 point home favorite. Total is 39. And I think all the movement that we'll see from now until kickoff will be entirely predicated by the Bears injury report, right? Mm. Like, which defensive players are going to play in the game? You know, bad news yesterday with Billings is going to be out for a while. Brisker will miss this game. Like, are Sweat and Gordon going to be back in this game for Chicago? And if they're not, I could see the Patriots getting bet. If they are back, like, definitely back, I think we could see Chicago getting bet. I think we're right in the range here of where this game should be. Made me bet the game against the spread. I take the points with the Patriots, but worth noting, like, when the Bears have played bad teams this season, like, they generally roll up on them, and we saw that in the two games leading up into the bye week. But Ruthie, my preferred bet for this game, I like the over. I like over 39 here, where the Bears offensive line has not been great this year. Darnell Wright's going to be out. I don't think the Patriots pass rush is going to threaten Caleb Williams at all in this game, so I think the Bears should be able to score and have a better offensive effort. And then on the flip side, like, Drake May's been really good this season, the rookie quarterback for the Patriots, and I think the Patriots can do enough on their end to get this over the total, so I'll go over 39 on Sunday in the Super Bowl 20 rematch.
Nick, what about college football? What's hot there for you? What are you thinking?
Well, I have to tell you, I'm like beyond obsessed with the college football playoff rankings that came out the other day, and we spent a ton of time on the show talking about those yesterday, trying to figure out like what the best bets are going to be for the college football playoff. But as far as a game coming up this weekend, so Georgia, I guess there's two huge games this weekend. Both are in the SEC. Not quite full both elimination games for both teams, like wrestling parlance, loser leaves town. But we have Georgia at Ole Miss. Georgia's a 2.5 point favorite in the game. It's probably an elimination game for Ole Miss as far as the playoff is concerned. And I do like Georgia in the game. I think we get a clean Carson Beck game here, Georgia's quarterback. I'll lay the 2.5 with Georgia on the road at the Grove at Ole Miss. And then we have an actual, like, full-on elimination, loser leaves town game. Winner almost certainly out of the college football playoff, and that's going to be Alabama at LSU at Death Valley on Saturday night. The current point spread is 3. I'll actually take the 3 with LSU. I don't think Bama pulls away and wins this game by margin. I think if Bama does win, I think it's by 3 at most, so I would push my bet. And I think LSU's quarterback Garrett Nussmeier will outplay Alabama's quarterback Jalen Milrow, so I'll take the 3 on Saturday night with LSU against Bama.
Let's go back to the NFL real quick. What other games are you looking at?
Oh, well, I mean, all of them.
Obviously.
Love all of them. I'll give you a couple that stand out. I think we have, and I'm just looking at the point spread here. Oh, I can't say WTF, wrong team favorite anymore. The Jets are now a one-point road favorite in Arizona. The Jets should be favored in that game at the Cardinals, and this is not meant to be disrespectful to the Bears. Arizona was a favorite last week at home against Chicago. The Jets are better than the Bears, despite what the record indicates. Like, I think that's just the truth. Not trying to hate on Chicago. So I think the Jets need to be favored in the game. The Jets are favored now, so I do like the Jets to win on the road in Arizona. One other. I think we will see the Colts get bet a little bit as a home dog against the Buffalo Bills, where last week against Minnesota on Sunday night, it's a really bad stylistic matchup for Joe Flacco up against the Flores Blitz. I think that he will have an easier time this week against Buffalo's defense, so I will take the Colts +4 at home against Buffalo on Sunday.
Nick, hot stuff as always, man. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Nick.
It's hot stuff. My wife said that to me like 5 years ago. No one said that to me since.
Never since?
Maybe like on our wedding day, but since then, probably not. Appreciate it. Wishing you guys and the listeners, Minimal Sweats Winning Bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks, man. That was the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.